Like many elite 2009 birth year hockey players, Frank Popke is excited to see what happens in early April when the Ontario Hockey League holds its annual priority selection online on April 11. After a few years of AAA development with the North Bay AAA Trappers program, the 6'1", 190-pound forward played his U16 AAA season with the North York Rangers in the Greater Toronto Hockey League, GTHL. "My season in North York has been great for my development. It was an eye-opening big transition to such a well-developed league," said Popke. "A major difference I saw is how hard it is to score goals. The defense and systems in the GTHL are really strong, and being in a bigger city, there is a larger pool of talent." Popke already moved from his home in Temiskaming Shores with his dad Dan Popke to pursue AAA hockey in North Bay, but he admits moving to the GTA was a big challenge. "I had to adapt to a new environment, a new school, a new culture, and I had to grow up a lot in terms of being responsible for my own activities at times," he admitted. His play this season has caught the eye of all scouts. "Frank is a hard-working, physically gifted player," said one old scout. "He was asked to play in more of a support role with the North York Rangers and did so admirably, really raising his game during the team's win at the Steve Ritchie Memorial Tournament in Peterborough." Scouts describe him as a player who brings a high compete level and physical edge that makes him tough to play against. "Frank is at his best protecting pucks and working the half walls and off the cycle," an OHL scout continued. "He has a sneaky, heavy and accurate shot." Overcoming a hearing disability. Aside from the grind of competitive hockey, Frank Popke has another challenge he has to deal with every day when he goes to the hockey rink. That's his hearing disability. "While on the ice, compared to the average hockey player, I don't hear a lot on ice because my hearing aids don't pick up sounds very well in large echoey rooms, so it's tough and challenging for me while playing," Frank candidly explains. "Throughout my minor hockey, I've figured out loopholes around that disability and I used it sort of as an advantage. I would prioritize more on what I see and not what I hear on the ice, which would give me an upper hand on predicting where my teammates usually are. I believe that disabilities aren't always a wall blocking you from success, more so just a different path." Training. Popke appreciates the support he has had along his hockey road from Pierre Rivard, his minor Adam coach in New Luskeard, to Phil Vonnie, his coach in North York, who has helped him understand what it takes to play in the Ontario Hockey League. However, he says he has taken advantage of some great local coaching and training courtesy of on-ice coaches Steve Smith, Jeff Mancini, and Richard Rochefort. He believes it takes a village to develop a hockey player, as he credits many others with helping him improve his strength, skating and hockey skills. Frank also doesn't forget about his dad. "Last but not least, my dad has been there for all my practices and games and has always supported me mentally and physically," he said. Junior hockey experience. Popke also got the opportunity to affiliate with the Powassan Voodoos of the Northern Ontario Junior A Hockey League. He has trained with Voodoos coach Peter Goulet over the past few years and jumped at the chance to affiliate with the Voodoos this season. He played his first game, which was celebrated with a rookie lap back in early February, as the Voodoos used him as a call-up in Sault Ste. Marie against the Thunderbirds. "My first time going on the road for my junior A game was great. You know, coming into the bus, I thought I was gonna have to deal with all of the rookie stuff you face in junior, but I was wrong. The guys were all respectful and made me feel a part of the team, which gave me lots of confidence going into the game," he said. "Obviously, the game didn't go as we planned, but it was great to see the higher level of passing and speed. It was a challenge that I enjoyed and I felt like I did pretty well." The old draft. With his season over with his North York club team, Popke continues to practice with the Powassan Voodoos and do dryland training with Logan Baker at the YMCA in North Bay. Popke, who likes the playing style of NHLer Brady Tkachuk and the intensity of Nathan MacKinnon, is trying to have a positive outlook on the old draft. It would be an honor to get selected by anyone in the OL priority selection draft, he said. If I was chosen, I guarantee they would not be disappointed because I have work ethic second to none and I know I am a great role model for younger hockey players.